آمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Page 162, issue 420. We are still with the conditions governing the buyer and the seller. And he said one of the conditions that they have to be mature, baligh. And he said selling and buying of a child is not acceptable, is not correct. Actually, other maraja I checked, they have the same idea, except one of the maraja, I think Thomas Sistani, says that if the child is buying what he is used to buy, then that is okay. Otherwise, if it is unusual, then it is not accepted. This means if you give one dirham to a child and he is used to buy a Pepsi Cola, for example, or a sweet or something, that is accepted. Otherwise, is not accepted. The rest of the maraja have the same idea that buying and selling of a child is not accepted. Issue 420, if a thing is bought from a minor child or sold to one, then the product or money must be delivered to its owner, or the owner must be asked to consent. And if the owner is not known and there is no means of identifying the owner, then what has been taken must be given as charity on behalf of its owner. You see, the matter becomes very difficult practically for people. If a child buys something and comes at home, now the ownership of this thing belongs to the owner himself and the money belongs to the child. Now here for the parents, if they don't know who is the, if they know who is the owner of this good, they have to return it back or they have to get his acceptance. He should agree that this is given to the child. And if they don't know about the owner and they cannot get his acceptance that this good belongs to him and their money, the money of the child belongs to them, then they have to give it in charity, give it to poor people with the intention of majhul al-malik, I mean the money of unknown owner. The money of unknown owner belongs to the, has to be given on charity on behalf of its owner. And giving charity means to poor people. So you know, all types of deal and transactions with a child has practical problems and difficulties in Sharia and has to be avoided. And the person who takes the money from the child, I mean the shopkeeper, again he cannot use this money. Either he should know the guardian of that child and return the money to him, or make the deal again with him, or he has to give the money to Hakim al-Shar, to the marja, or take permission from the marja to spend it on charity to poor people on behalf of its owner, who is not known and who is the guardian of that child, if you don't know the child, and that is too late. So it's practically it's very difficult to make any deal with the children. But you know, nowadays so many deals done with the children and these are not correct according to Sharia. That is why it is said that one has to study the mu'amalat, the business deals, and know the details of ahkam of it, so that he should not do anything haram. Issue 421, if something is sold without the permission of its owner, and the owner does not consent to the sale, and does not give his permission, then the transaction is batil. If something is maghsoob, reserved from someone and is sold, now whether this thing taken by a thief, or taken by someone, or taken by a government by force, without the halal way, And by any way, some strong man, and he is cheating, and by order of court, through cheating, he take house of someone or goods of someone. In whatever way, if some goods belong to someone and is sold, now it is not allowed to buy that, and if it is purchased, that transaction is not correct, is batil. Unless the real owner gives permission. Well, sometimes if the real owner is known and some business people want to buy that good or that house or car or whatever it is, then they go to the real owner and ask his permission, and sometimes pay him little money. In general, for him, whatever little money comes is good, because his property already taken by force. Now, whatever little money is given to him, then he will agree, say, okay, you go and pay for it and buy it, and that one who deserved my money, I will judge him in the day of judgment. So without getting permission of the real owner, such money cannot be used, and such transaction is batil, incorrect. Issue 422. If property that has been unlawfully acquired is sold, and after the sale, the owner of the property permits the transaction for himself, then the transaction is sahih, and the property and any income from it since the time of the transaction belongs to the buyer, and the payment and any profit that has occurred from it since the time of the sale is the property of the owner. If somebody reserved money of somebody else and he sell it, we said, according to previous masala, such deal is batil. But if after the sale, the real owner, he accept this transaction for himself, now the deal becomes all right, because the real owner accept that. And so, and whatever thing which was usurped and which was given to the buyer, and the profits of that, well, that house or a building or whatever thing, naturally it was used, and some profit is out of that usage. At time of the making deal, it belonged to the buyer. And the thing that the buyer has given and the benefits of that, from that time belong to the real owner. What is meant, actually, you know, when you buy something and you pay money, this money also has a value and some profit. Maybe the transaction not with the money. I mean, you get a car and give it on rent, and there is some profit for that. So for the sold good, there is a profit, and for the money taken, there is a profit. Now, a deal happened 1 year ago, for example, and the money was usurped from someone and was sold. Now, after 1 year, the real owner accepted the deal. So now, the thing belonging will belong to whom? He said, okay, the building which was sold to the buyer, with the profits of that building for 1 year, belong to the buyer. And the money which was paid, and whatever profit came out of that money, whatever usage was for that money and some profit, or maybe it was not money, it was transaction with goods as well, or similar thing, all that profit will belong to the real owner, which his money was usurped. So it is actually as if the transaction was done with the real owner 1 year before. So whatever profit for the money he got to the real owner, naturally it is his, and whatever profit for the buyer, it is. Issue 423, if a person unlawfully acquires something and sells it with the intention that the payment received will be his own property, then in the case that the owner does not consent to the transaction is batil. And even if he gives his permission to the person who has unlawfully acquired his property for the transaction, to be correct is a problem. You see here, if somebody reserved the property of someone, and after reserving that he wanted to sell this property, and in his intention that the money coming out of that will not be given to the real owner, he will take the money. He reserved it and he is taking the money for himself. Now naturally this deal is batil because he is selling something which does not belong to him. Now if the real owner agreed with that and he gave permission, he agreed for the one who reserved the money, and the real owner told him, okay, you go and sell it, it's okay. Still, the deal is incorrect. So you see, still the deal might not be correct. Because, you know, here the one who is making the deal is the usurer, and the usurer cannot make a deal with a property which is usurped. The property should belong to the owner, and the owner can have a representative to sell his goods. Not a usurper comes and then he takes permission to sell it. No, that is not the case. From the above issue. The above issue, the money will return to the real owner. In above issue, he said if somebody sold the reserved money and later on the real owner agreed, then the benefits, if you say the money will belong to the real owner and the goods will belong to the buyer. But here, the usurer himself is selling the property, for example, and is taking the money for himself, is not giving the money to the real owner. So nothing is returning to the real owner. So now his intention is to get the money for himself. You see, if a person unlawfully acquires something, now he is the usurper because unlawfully acquired something and sells it with the intention that the payment received will be his own property. So now the payment will be property of the usurper. Naturally, in this case, if the owner does not consent to the transaction is batil. The owner agrees with that if he gets the money. If he will not get the money and intention of the usurper is not to give the money, naturally it's batil, even if the owner agrees with that. But as before said, if the owner agrees and he got his right, then as if he has sold the thing. Now here, if usurper has the intention not to pay the money to the owner, so because the owner here, in his intention, is to usurp this property. Not the owner, I mean the usurper, even if the owner gives him permission, now he is usurping that money and taking it, will not return it to the real owner. The owner may not be aware that he will usurp his money. And he might promise him, okay, give me permission to sell the building and then I will pay you the money back. but I want to sell this building. He said, okay, sell it. As long as I'm getting the money, sell it. Now the usurer, in his intention, not to return the money. Now, in his deal, he is selling something which is reserved, something which is maqsood. Now, there is no permission for maqsood. Now, the real owner will agree when the money comes to him, not will agree when the money goes to the usurer. So naturally, such deal, when something sells, something does not belong to him, without the conditions of the real owner, will not be correct. Clear? Issue 424, the father and paternal grandfather of a child, and also the wasi, executor of a will, of the father, and the wasi of the father's father, can sell the property of the child. Now here he is explaining who is the wasi or the guardian. Guardian of a child, or maybe guardian of a mad or insane person. The guardian, is he the brother, is he the mother, the sister, the uncle, or whom? He said, no, the guardian is only the father or father of the father, paternal grandfather. Even father of the mother, maternal grandfather, is not a guardian of a child. I mean, a guardian comes in general, guardian for marriage, or guardian for using the money, what you call al-wasi is the father only, or father of the father. He is the guardian. Now, if the father or paternal grandfather is dead, and he appoints as somebody to be his wasi, as executor of a will. Now, this wasi, can he use the property of this child who is orphan now, use it for his benefit, for benefit of the child? But is he allowed, or he is usurper? He said no, he is allowed because he is the executor of the will of the father, or of the will of the grandfather, if the father is dead and grandfather was alive and the grandfather died. So the one who is allowed to use the property of a child is his right guardian, either his father or his paternal grandfather, or if they are dead, the executor of the will of the father or of the paternal grandfather. And if there is not a father, paternal grandfather, or their wasi, an adil mujtahid, I mean, if the father is dead, if the grandfather, paternal grandfather is dead, and if there is no wasi, no executor of the will, or the executor is dead as well, still the child is there and he has some money or a property for renting the house or his own money in the bank, so any usage of one dirham of the money is not allowed without one having the right to use that. So here, where the child will go, he is orphan and has no father, no grandfather, and no executor of will. His mother might be alive, his brother might be alive, adult brother might be, but they are not regarded as guardian. So here the guardian will be an adil mujtahid, any hakim shar. Hakim shar is the mujtahid who is adil. Can also sell the property of an insane person, or an orphan child, or someone who has disappeared. Someone who has disappeared, I mean, if someone is disappeared for years and they think that he is dead and his property for certain reason has to be sold. I mean, if a husband disappears for years and his wife and his children needs money, now who has the right to use the property of the father who has disappeared? So here, there is no guardian, there is no paternal grandfather is not there. Then he has the ability or the power to use money of his son. So here, an adil mujtahid or hakim al-shar has the permission to use this money for whatever benefit of the orphan or benefit of the insane person, insane child or insane adult, whatever it is, or for the family and children of the one who has disappeared. He is the wasi. Now here we come to another subject, conditions of what are exchanged. That the things which are exchanged has to have certain conditions. Issue 425, the article that is sold and that which is taken in exchange for it have five conditions, or has to meet five conditions. First, that their quantity is known by weighing or volume or in numbers and such like. When we buy and sell something, then one of the conditions that we should know the quantity of what we are buying or quantity of what we are selling. We cannot sell that something which has no quantity and is not known how much it is. So it should be said that 1 kilogram or 5 numbers or 1 liter or so. So the quantity of it should be clear. Second, that they can be taken possession of. So according to this, the sale of a horse that has run away is not sahih. But if the horse that has run away is sold with something that can be taken possession of, like a carpet, then even if the horse is not found, the transaction is sahih. Now, one of the conditions that you can have physical possession of what you are buying, or if you sell something, you should give physical possession to the buyer of what he is buying. Now, one cannot sell the fish in the sea. Say, there is fish there and I will sell it to you. Now, where is the fish? You know? The party pays the money and he is not getting any fish. If a horse or a camel run away, and you don't know where is it, whether one can find it or one cannot find it. If a bird has flown, then how to get this bird back, you don't know. So you cannot sell such thing, you know, which one cannot take physical possession. But if one says that I sell you this carpet with the horse which has run away, so now what he is getting on physical possession is a carpet. Such deal is correct. Now if he got the horse or not, he has taken at least the carpet for what he has paid for. So something should be in under possession or possible to have it in physical possession. Third, that if the product and what is given in exchange for it have any peculiarities that alter people's inclination toward the transaction, these peculiarities are specified. You see here, what is sold sometimes has certain peculiarity. You say this is antique of 300 years before. Now if it is not antique, you cannot sell it, because the people, they are buying because it is antique. Now if it is not antique, if they know it is a new one, not antique, naturally these peculiarities are not shown or are hidden, then the deal is not correct. Any other peculiarity which has to be shown, it should be clear. We say with this condition, with this peculiarity, with this case. Otherwise, if it is not said and if that will change mind of the people, then that deal is not correct. Fourth, that there is no one having some right on the product and its payment. So property that has been given to a person as a mortgage cannot be sold without the permission of the person it is mortgaged to. So here, there should be no other person has any right on that property. One of the rights is about mortgage. If a property is mortgaged to someone, now the one who has taken it in mortgage, he has some right on that property. So without his permission, cannot be sold. Or if someone has share in it, even 5% share of that property, now without his permission, cannot be sold because he has some right on that property. Fifth, that the product itself is sold, not its benefits. So if, for example, the profit from a house for a year is sold, the transaction is not sahih. But if the purchaser pays for the article with the benefits of his property for a year instead of money, like for example paying for a carpet with the benefit of his house for a year, there is no problem. Now, if you sell a good, the same product should be sold. Now, he cannot sell the benefit of that. If he has a house, and he say, I sell you whatever benefit you will get from this house with so much money. Now, this is not accepted transaction, because that is not fixed and not known in this way. And he is not taking something clear. But if he make a transaction means I sell you this carpet with the benefit of 1 year of the house, that I will give you benefit of the year for you, then it is okay. There are some details about this which will come in the following issues. Issue 426, if one of the conditions stated in the previous issue is not fulfilled in the transaction, then the transaction is batil. You can see how much it is important that all these five conditions should be met in any transaction, otherwise that transaction is batil. But if the seller and the purchaser, irrespective of the transaction, consent to take possession of each other's property. That is to say, for the seller to take possession of the payment and the purchaser to take possession of the product, then for them to take possession is not a problem. You see here, you say if to buy and sell, all these five conditions should be met. But sometimes instead of buying and selling goods in that detail, there is a type of agreement, mutual understanding and agreement. I sell you this car with this money. Now whether the car good or bad, whether the car is model 85 or 86, and whatever other is there, then this car is sold to you with this money. Here one can take the car and can give the money, because they are not a sale, it is actually an exchange. Of course, rules and regulations of sale and rules and regulations of exchange are different. In transaction there are certain rights, which in exchange there is no such rights. So you say, I sell you this book, I don't know, is it old book or it is a new book? Is it written by the author or it is not written by the author? Whatever is this book, I sell it to you with this money. Now you go and search whether this book is genuine or not genuine. I am not concerned about its character. So here, naturally, the deal is just exchange, and such deal is okay. Issue 427. In buying and selling, it is not necessary to recite an Arabic contract. So if the seller says in his own language, I have sold this item in exchange for this money, and the buyer says, I have agreed, the transaction is sahih. But the intention of the buyer and seller in saying these two sentences must be to buy and sell. Now here, transaction is a type of contract between the buyer and the seller. Every contract needs an intention and it needs a recitation of certain words of agreement. So now if somebody buys, he say, whether in any language, for example, he say, I have sold this item for 5 dirhams, I have sold this book to you for 5 dirhams, and if the buyer said, I have agreed, then now here the contract of the deal is correct, and that is accepted. Well, usually what happens in the market, there is no buy and sell. We say it is not a contract of buying and selling. We say ma'atat. Ma'atat means is like exchange. You know, I give you this, you give me 5 dirhams. Now, there is no sale, only exchange. Usually, what is done in the market is not actually according to the rules of the transaction. It's called so bay' mu'atati. Means take this and give me 5 dirhams. Finished. So here, well, the rights are different. Naturally, this right of this and right of transaction is different. If someone wants to get all the rights of the transaction, he has to make it proper contract. And he has to say, I sell you this good with 5 dirhams, and he say, agreed. Then naturally, if later on any one of these 5 conditions which were mentioned above are missing, he has the right to return it back. But in Mu'atat, you may not have the right to return it back. That is the difference. Issue 428. If at the time of the transaction no contract is recited, but the seller in return for the payment he receives from the buyer sees the buyer the ownership of the product, and the buyer takes it with the intention for it to be his property, and likewise gives the seller the payment for it to be the seller's property, the transaction is sahih. We call it ma'atat, means to take and give money without saying the words of contract of transaction. Just give me this and take this, or take this book and give 1 dirham, take this electronic thing and give 200 dirhams, for example, whatever it is. Issue 429. The sale of fruits before they are picked, the flowers of which have been shed, and the seeds of which have been formed is sahih, and likewise the sale of unripened grapes on the bush is also sahih. Here, when you sell something, it will ripe later on. This fruit will ripe later on, or the grape will ripe later on. So such sale is sahih. It is okay. issue 430 to sell before being picked cucumbers, aubergines, greens, and such like that are picked several times a year, provided that they are apparent and visible, and that it is specified to the buyer how many times during the year to pick them is not a problem. Now here in buying and selling fruits and vegetables, he said, well, if the fruits are unripened but they are known, it is okay. And now here some of the vegetables, they will be cut many times in a year. I mean, it will grow and they are cut, and then after few days will grow again and it's cut, and then again will grow and cut. Now here if he sell all the product means many times, whatever he cut he should sell. But then he should specify that I sell you these vegetables, and it is for 3 times cutting during this year, so you can pick them up. Here after such specification is okay. So first, these vegetables should be clear, it is visible. Secondly, he should specify how many times he is using them, then it is okay. Issue 431, to sell ears of wheat and barley after their seeds are formed in exchange for something other than wheat or barley is not a problem. Now we say before, to sell wheat with wheat or to sell barley with barley is not allowed. That is, if it is more quantity, that is riba. But now if you sell wheat or barley, even it is at the beginning still incomplete, only the sell ears of it, it is okay if you sell it with money, because it will be specified that this is sold with this money. Issue 432, if something is sold cash, the buyer and seller after the transaction can demand the product and the payment from each other and take delivery. And giving delivery of a house, land and such like, is that is put at the disposal of the buyer so that he can take possession of it. And giving delivery of carpets, clothes and such like, is that it is put at the disposal of the buyer in such a way that if he wants to take it somewhere else, the seller does not prevent him. You see here again some details in these transactions. If somebody buys something in cash, then after the deal is finished or the contract is finished, when you say, I sell you this car with 30,000 dirham, and he said agreed. Now the buyer can ask for the car, and they should give him the key of the car and he can use the car, and the seller can ask for his money, 30,000 dirham, and that should be given to him by the buyer. So this is the rule of the buying and selling. Now if something like a house or property, then it should be put at the disposal of the buyer so he can shift to that house. I mean, either key of the house is given to him so that he can open the door and enter the house and can have possession of that house. It should be given to him. Delivery of other things like carpet, cloth, which can be carried, it should be put at disposal of the buyer so he can carry them at any time. So this is the rule that everyone can ask from his party about his rights, the buyer and the seller. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, to buy and sell, he said that the child cannot make such a deal. He has no right to make any transaction. The transaction can be made by between adults. The shopkeeper should be adult and the buyer should be adult. Right, they have given him that, but he is not eligible to buy. If they buy and send the money with the child, it's okay. If they go to shopkeeper and say, well, you want this toy car for our child, how much? It is 10 dirham. He says, okay, I don't have money now. I'll go home and I'll send you the money. Now, the mother or the father, they did the deal. They are adult. They have the right to make a deal. So the transaction is made with them. Now, the child only bring the money, give it to the shopkeeper and take the toy car home. But he has not made the deal. He's actually intermediator. He carries only the money and the goods. But the transaction has to be done between adults. Well, this is the idea of Ali Sistani, that other than the things they are used to do, I mean, these small things they are used to do, then he allows that. Otherwise, the rest of the things, you see, they are not eligible to make any transaction. Yeah, I told him to Abdullah bin Pargani and Sabzawari that they accept, they don't agree with that. Yeah, so if you can say the deal is between the parents and the company, that is why the parents give the money to the child to buy Pepsi. The child is in their intermediator, actually, not the buyer. The buyer, the real buyer, is the father, and he agrees with that. The child is only carrying the money and taking the goods. I mean, it should be under direct supervision of the parents, you see. Apparently, it has to be done under direct supervision of the parents. They should be the buyer. They should decide what to buy for their child, and they buy themselves. The child on his own cannot go and buy for himself. Now, to get Pepsi from a machine, the father will decide and will give 1 dirham, for example, to the child and say to him, okay, go and get 1 bottle of Pepsi. The child is intermediator. But if the child on his own comes and he buys it, then that is not correct. Yeah, well, you see, the idea of giving pocket money may not be right, you know, that the child may buy something which is harmful for himself. I mean, there is some philosophy in Sharia that why the child cannot buy for himself. Sometimes he buys for himself something which is harmful for him, and he is not aware that it is harmful. He may buy something which is not suitable for eating. It may be expired, poisoned, infected. We don't know. He might be sick and he's buying something which is harmful for himself. He might have diabetes and he wants to buy sweet. Sweet is very harmful. So now you cannot give permission to the child to buy. That is why in Sharia say the child is not eligible to take responsibility of transactions. This responsibility is only responsibility of adults. Yeah, well, about bay'a ma'afat, it will come whether it is agreed with the children or not. We have to see the details of that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين
Before starting with an outline of Islamic economy, which is a very important subject nowadays, especially all over the world are concerned about the right economic system, which is suitable for bringing happiness for the mankind. And you know the capitalist system has its peculiarities, the communist and socialist system, they have their peculiarities, and practically both have failed to bring justice into the people, and there are so many drawbacks for each one of these systems. Ultimately, surely the humanity is looking toward Islam as the religion of Allah to show them the right system of economy, which bring justice to individual and justice to the society, and having the best way for life without complications. Before discussing